This is Weekend Edition. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the story of how Irish immigrants found a home in America. But first, sports. What other sports news could there be? He's back, he's back. Well, maybe now. Okay, reports from two, that's ESPN and the Associated Press news agency, say that Michael Jordan will soon return to the Chicago Bulls. Life is worth living, perhaps, again. Mr. Jordan retired abruptly from the National Basketball Association 17 months ago to try a career in professional baseball in the Chicago White Sox organization. But yesterday, Mr. Jordan announced that he was, with sadness and disappointment, giving that up. Huh, sadness and disappointment for him, sheer exultation for others. So far, however, neither Mr. Jordan or anyone from the Bulls organization will confirm that he's returning. Meanwhile, March Madness, the NCAA tournament, begins next week with 128 teams vying for the number one spot in men's and women's Division I college basketball. As a measure of its growing popularity, 23 of the women's games will be televised nationally. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us. Thanks for being with us, Ron.
Thank you, Scott. All this fuss over a 202 hitter, my goodness.
Well, he's making exactly the right career.
It's about time we got something good out of the baseball strike, don't you think?
Well, now, Michael Jordan has said this much publicly, that it's just not possible with the strike going on for him to pursue a career in the minor leagues.
This all brings up the question, why did he leave basketball in the first place? Remember all that stuff about burnout and spending more time with his family? Then he starts a new career that was harder and took more of his time and energy than his old one. Scott, all that matters is the NBA needs him, and we need some good news. Welcome back.
Ron, I do want to ask you about what seems to be the growing popularity of women's basketball. I mean, even putting it on television now.
Well, Scott, I think in years to come, this will be remembered as the real breakthrough year for women's college basketball. The whole sport was energized last year when Charlotte Smith of North Carolina hit a three-point shot with 0.7 seconds left on the clock to win the NCAA title. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to springboard everything into this year. Now Rebecca Lobo of Connecticut has just taken the sport by storm. And when Connecticut played Tennessee last March, they were the number one and two teams in the country. Scalpers were getting $75 for $8 tickets.
Is this one of life's basic unfairnesses, the fact that a player who's not nearly as good as Rebecca Lobo, who happens to be a man, can make millions of dollars graduating or often not graduating from college and continuing on to the pros, whereas, the best that she can look forward to is maybe playing for a team in Belgium and getting a couple of Gatorade endorsements.
Well, she might get a little more than that. Some of those contracts over there for really popular, well-known players run as high as $100,000 or $200,000. But you're absolutely right. There are no multi-million-dollar contracts, and more to the point, there are no leagues here for them to play in. But, Scott, just the fact that people are starting to pick up on how much fun the women's game is, it makes you think that maybe there will be a progression that will lead to a women's league sometime, but it's not going to happen anytime soon, that's for sure.
Ron, I got an idea.
Please.
If Michael Jordan wants to return to basketball but doesn't want to be altogether redundant by, trying to win just a fourth world championship, why doesn't he come back to the women's basketball game?
It's so funny, when North Carolina won the title last year, and Charlotte Smith wears number 23. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Her shot was arguably the most exciting buzzer beater in the history of men's or women's college basketball. And Michael Jordan was so excited that he called and asked to talk to Charlotte, and they said they'd give her the message. And boy, was she mad.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport, who was also a columnist for the Los Angeles Daily News, speaking with us from Los Angeles.